Francisco Bay. There's an ocean line that took her so far away. Didn't mean to treat so bad. She was the best song gal I ever had. Say goodbye like make me cry. Gonna lay right down and die. Ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy dime. If she don't come back, think I'll lose my mind. If she ever come back to stay, gonna be a brand new day. Walking with the baby down by the Frisco Bay. Oh, girl. Here I'm sitting at my back door, wondering which way to go. Woman on so crazy about, she don't want me no more.
Imagine that.
Think I'll grab me a freight train, mom, just cause I'm feeling blue. Ride all the way to the end of the line, thinking only of you. Meanwhile in the city, just about to go insane. Sound like I heard my babe just the way she'd call my name. She ever come back to stay, gonna be a brand new day. Walking with the baby down by the Frisco Bay. Gentlemen, the jug! So far away. Didn't even treat her so bad. She was the best young gal I ever had. Say goodbye like you make me cry. Gonna lay right down and die. Ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy dime. If you don't come back, we gotta lose my mind. If you ever come back to stay, gonna be a brand new day. Walk with the baby down by the Frisco Bay. Walk with the baby down by the Frisco Bay.
They call themselves the Juggernaut Jug Band, and here's my question for you is, what do you get when you blend jazz, blues, ragtime, swing, and original music with some stuff you found in the yard, like a washboard or a washtub, and other sundry hardware, car parts, things like that? Well, you get the Juggernaut Jug Band. Over the years, they've appeared with Leon Russell, Arlo Guthrie, John Hartford, Jonathan Edwards, Riders in the Sky, and a whole lot of other cool folks. Well, you got your founder, Roscoe Goose, and I'm going to let these guys introduce themselves to you because they're going to be so much more fun than me doing it. But according to the Washington Post, they don't let virtuosity get in the way of having fun. It's a feeling I know well, and it's my pleasure to welcome the Juggernaut Jug Band. Anything goes. Let me turn on everybody's mic. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Ooh, this is like romper room. Good morning, Juggernauts, or it's a 12-step meeting. All the way from Kentucky. Now, please, you guys, I can't see all of you, and I'm sorry about that, but can you introduce yourself, please, and tell me what you play?
I'm Smiley Habanero.
Play
mandolin and guitar and a little banjo here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Roscoe. I'm a washboard player, jug blower.
A washboard and jug blower? Where are you? Wait a minute. Let me see. There he is. Okay, cool. See, if I actually move my mic over here, I can actually see you guys. Okay, and we have who else here?
Mr. Fish here on the bass and various sundries.
And I'm Skip Tracer.
Mr. Fish, what?
He only plays them on Sunday.
It says something about a nose flute here.
Now, yeah, there's one in the studio. Is that legal?
I'm not entirely sure. I'd have to ask the management around here. We got one more man in the studio.
There's one right now.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you don't have a microphone.
No, I'm all right. I don't need a microphone. I can talk loud.
No, you need a microphone so that the listeners can get to know you.
Well, this is Skip Tracer here.
Skip Tracer. Okay, you all do have names, but these are your stage names, your pseudonyms, eh?
Yeah, when you're in witness protection, you got to do what you got to do.
And you guys hail from the same neighborhood?
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky.
In Kentucky. Well, they sound so Kentucky, don't they, you guys?
Well, we could say Louisville. The folks at home wouldn't understand us. So.
Wait a minute. So it's Louisville?
Louisville?
Louisville. Louisville. So it's actually only two syllables, is what you're telling me.
When the battery's dead on your car,
You Southern boys are just cracking me up. Well, now we just heard. You see,
yes,
you've got me.
Right, got right into it.
That's something we're good at.
Yeah, all right, Lise, you're one of us.
You see, you got me all bollocked up. We just heard something from one of your albums that are available for purchase at your website, which is
JuggernautJugBand.com.
Okay, and you have a brand new album coming out.
That's right.
As well.
It's called You Mean We Get Paid For This, is the name of it.
And do you?
And that's the only way to be.
No, oh, there you go. Okay, and you've got a song that you're going to play for us live here in the studio. And somebody want to set that up for me?
Well, yeah, it's called Fold in Bed, and it's from the jug band repertoire.
Okay, it's called Fold in Bed.
Come on out of that fold in bed, else I'm going to tear it down.
There we
go. Go for it, guys.
Slap that skillet upside my head and said, get out that folding bed.
Come on out of that folding bed. That's gonna tear it down.
Won't you tear it down?
That's enough.
Oh, tear it down.
From the wall.
Well, tear it down.
Hear me squall.
Well, beats in the kitchen and your head in the hall.
Come on out of that folding bed. That's gonna tear it down.
Me and my baby went for a walk, stopped at the corner just to have a talk. She bent over to tie her shoe, the wind blew up Fifth Avenue.
Come on out of that folding bed, it's gonna tear it down.
Won't you tear it down?
Flaps and all.
Won't you tear it down?
From the wall.
Won't you tear it down?
Hear me squall.
Beats in the kitchen and your head in the hall.
Come on out of that folding bed, it's gonna tear it down.
Tracy, we'll have a good time.
Come on out of that folding bed. It's gonna tear it down.
Won't you tear it down?
Slats and all.
Tear it down.
From the wall.
Tear it down.
Hear me squall.
Well, feet's in the kitchen and your head in the hall.
Come on out of that folding bed. It's gonna tear it down.
And he's fast asleep.
Come on out of that folding bed. I'm gonna tear it down.
Won't you tear it down?
Slats and all.
Won't tear it down?
From the wall.
Tear it down.
Hear me squall.
12 feet's in the kitchen and your head in the hall.
Come on out of that folding bed. I'm gonna tear it down.
Now I got a gal, she ain't no fool. Big as a house and mean as a mule. Well, stuck to the club from the folding bed. When I got through the door, well, I wish I was dead.
Come on out of that folding bed. That's gonna tear it down.
Won't you tear it down?
That's an all.
Tear it down.
folks in the kitchen and you head in the hall.
Come on out of that folding bed, else we're gonna tear it down. Tear it down,
slats and all.
Tear it down
from the wall.
Tear it down,
now hear it squall.
Feet's in the kitchen and you head in the hall. Come on out of that folding bed, else I'm gonna tear it down.
Oh my, the Juggernaut Jug Band. We need more people in here. Well, we need an applause. There you go. There you go.
We love this.
And tell us the name of that track, you guys.
Say what?
What's the name of the cut?
Folding Bed.
Folding Bed. And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member supported WFDU FM. I'm Lise Avery. We got the Juggernaut Jug Band, all 970 of them here in the air studio today. I came in from Kentucky to attend a conference that happens in New York every January, and tell us, you guys, tell us how you got into jug band music. It's certainly not for the glory and the big bucks.
Well, you know,
come closer to that mic, sir.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
Hi.
See,
hello.
People want to meet you, hear you.
Oh, it's so
clearly.
Intimate. It must be FM.
Oh, very nice. Right. You want a job?
Well, we we got together in high school, and
did you really?
Yes, that's right. Back in the folk craze was heavy.
Except for him.
Research. Yeah, he was conceived in high school. No,
didn't learn anything.
See, well, you guys, that's the trouble with radio, is you can't see that there's one gentleman who's significantly younger than the others that are in the studio here. So, and well, just so if you can just identify yourself when you are on mic, we got the amazing Mr. Fish, who's telling the tale here with the longest guitar neck I've ever seen.
Well,
by
it's
the
a
way,
bass, that's why.
Yes, I know, but that's an acoustic bass. That's
right.
Fascinating.
Right.
That is very cool. So, okay, you guys all met in high school. So you've been doing this for how many years?
A few years now. Yeah.
And when you got together to do this in high school, I would think that this music was even less in fashion than it is now.
Well, not really. It was part of the folk resurgence. And
okay.
So that's, you know, it's in the Peter, Paul, and Mary thing going on. Jim Queskin Jug Band. And
Paul Stuckey was here the other day, as a matter of fact. Interestingly enough, our own Bill Hahn brought him in. Very cool. So that you guys have been doing that for that long? And what's the secret to your success with bands breaking up right and left?
Well,
tell me,
you
what
know, you look up Juggernaut in the dictionary, and it will tell you it's an irresistible force that tramples everything in its path. So that's there you are. There's an explanation right there.
We've trampled a few band members.
All right, now who's talking? And bring
this
the mic closer to your face. Roscoe, if you don't bring the mic closer to your face, I'm going to get cranky.
Our roster would fill Carnegie Hall for as long as we've been together. So,
that's right. Not the audience, just the guys that have been in the group.
Oh, really? So you change personnel periodically?
Yeah, we fire and hire and fire and hire. You know.
Oh, so you're essentially a nasty organization to work for, is what you're telling me.
That's right.
He's an SOB. I can tell.
Corporate SOB. That's
you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, welcoming the Juggernaut Jug Band into the air studio. And you can get more information about these crazy guys at the juggernautjugband.com. Right? No the.
Nope.
Right? No the on
nope.
the. Okay, juggernautjugband.com. And, well, I've got a... How many albums do you guys have out? I know. I think I have.
Well,
I have
that
three
makes
or four.
Number seven. So.
Seven.
Yes.
You see now, I'm not fully fully informed. No, where did I put that? Oh, there we are. It's
there
right in
are.
Front of me. Of course, it's right in front of me. This is a brand new album that you guys have out called "You Mean We Get Paid for This?"
Right.
And well, the first track is written by some guy named Steve Drury. Are you? Do you know him?
No.
Well, he's like a floating ghostwriter that writes songs for you guys.
I wouldn't talk to him if I didn't know him.
He's written a very biographical song.
Yeah, a name like that.
Exactly.
Oh, I see. Is he Dreary Drury? Does anybody do that one? But he's written a biography for you, pretty much here. So is this going to be your new theme song?
Yes, a 12-step program on how to be in a jug band.
All right, you guys, if you want more information about these guys, want them to play at your next Sweet 16 party, or you want to grab one of their CDs, you can log on to juggernautjugband.com. And we're going to hear, this is, by the way, this is the scoop. This is like the world premiere of these tracks, is
exactly,
it not?
Exactly.
Mr. Fish,
yes.
I thought that
right
it
here
was.
On this program.
Right here on Anything Goes at 10:39 and a half in the morning. I'm Lise Avery, and this is the world premiere. Nobody else has this. You are now in the know of the title track of the album, You Mean We Get Paid for This, from the Juggernaut Jug Band. And it's number 3, Lise. Don't hit the wrong button.
Do you mean we get paid for this? You mean we get paid for this? Not nice, please, I'm begging you, please. You mean we get paid for this? Way too good to be true. Drop your rocker and you got a loose screw. But it seems that it's so. Here we go, we're gonna get paid for this. Traveling town to town, we make our living. Playing on the washboard, jugging kazoo. And at each performance that we're giving,
figaro, figaro,
people seem to like our skewed point of view. We pack up all our stuff and ask directions. Grab a bite to eat and go to the motel.
I'll leave the light on.
And did I mention that I have but one quick question?
What was that?
I pondered on it, folks, for quite a spell. But do you mean we get paid for this? You mean we get paid for this? What else can we do? I'm asking you. You mean we get paid for this? You mean we get paid for this? Do you mean we get paid for this? We're not gonna stop, so don't call the cops. We're gonna get paid for this.
Impresario P.T. Barnum once said, there's a sucker born every minute.
Sucker!
Well, if that's the case, I've got some prime swampland in Florida I'd like to sell you.
We're going to Disney World. Yeah!
I've also got the certified deed to the Brooklyn Bridge.
New York, New York!
I mean, what are we supposed to do? Put out a tin cup?
No.
Maybe lay out a guitar case for tips?
No.
Well, if that's the case, there's only one thing left to do.
Do you mean we get paid for this? Do you mean we get paid for this? What else could it be? We're not playing for free. We're gonna get paid for this. You mean we get paid for this? Do you mean we get paid for this? We got you to thank, except for the bank. We're gonna get paid for this. Last night I dreamt that we had made the big time.
Whoopee!
Caviar and champagne at every turn. Oysters on the half shell for good measure.
How do you measure an oyster?
Paying for it all was not our concern.
I mean.
Our limo picked us up and we went cruising. We had a starlet on each arm as well. I found it so confusing. I sat up in the bed and started to yell. Do you mean we get paid for this? Do you mean we get paid for this? What else could it be? We're not playing for free. We're gonna get paid for this. Do you mean we get paid for this? Do you mean we get paid for this? We got you to thank, let's head for the bank. We're gonna get paid for this. We got you to thank,
let's head for the bank.
We're gonna get paid for this.
Hey, this is Davy Jones, and you're tuned into Anything Goes with Lise Avery on WFDU-FM.
And I have with me here in the WFDU-FM studios the Juggernaut Jug Band. That was the world premiere of You Mean We Get Paid For This. From there, You Mean We Get Paid For This album at 10:44 in the morning on this Monday, the 14th of January. And here in the studio again, help me out, guys, we have...
Well, there's Gil Fish.
Gil Fish.
Roscoe Goose.
There you go.
Smiley Habanero.
Skip Tracer.
And a partridge in a pear tree. And you can get more information about these guys at juggernautjugband.com. And tell us a little bit more about... Now, you've been... You said that you change personnel a lot. Are you the only original member?
Roscoe Gil? And I are.
Roscoe and Gil, and the yeah. and how many gigs do you guys play every year?
As many as possible. Now we tour. We go all over the U.S. and Canada, and on an average year, we get to maybe 150. On a good year, maybe 200 dates. But you know, average. And last year was very good. We got good hopes for this year.
That's great. So, most of your gigs are they near? Are they near your hometown of? Let me see if I can get this right. Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
Mm.
Louisville.
Oh. It's L O V I L. Is that what it is? Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville.
Louisville.
Everything else is apostrophes. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Big on apostrophes.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are they mostly near there, or do you ever get here in the New York metro area where we can see you?
Well, like I said, all over the U.S. and Canada, we just did a big tour in November in the Northwest, up in near Portland area.
Oh, nice.
Washington State, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana.
California.
Oregon. So, yeah.
Wow, very, very nice. People can also look for you in the summers if they're vacationing, floating around the U.S., look for you at arts festivals and theaters. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. And you guys pretty much drive most of the places that you're getting to?
We try to.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like the Northwest tour, we had no choice but to fly just because of time constraints.
Uh-huh.
But if at all possible, we drove up here 13 hours. So, we're accustomed to driving.
Right. Well, I understand that. I am as well. And sometimes it's the only way to fly. Now, wait a minute. I just want to tell everybody, because I'm looking at all this instrumentation, if you can sort of run down what is... Harpo Marx just dropped by. What is it? What does one call that, actually? Does that have a name, that horn?
That's a taxi bulb horn.
Okay. Yeah. You can call it an auga if you want.
That,
no, that's an auga, isn't it?
Yeah, that's I can't aim it towards the mic. It'll hurt somebody.
No. Oh, my. Yeah. I own one of those that used to be on a car. I have an original one.
Yeah.
That one was as well?
Yeah. Okay. Original equipment. Yeah.
And what else have you got in here? Roscoe, what do you got?
Well, I've got the jug and the washboard. And
the washboard doesn't somehow do that justice. Can you sort of describe it? Again, this is radio, so they need to understand.
This is a small studio rig. His big rig.
The normal washboard has cowbells and a wood block. And various and sundry little noisemakers on it.
Okay.
And here in the studio, I've just stripped it down to the washboard and a few tin cans.
And they are, in fact, tin cans, of course.
Yeah. How many?
Just three.
Three tin cans?
I thought you said there were ten.
Just three.
Three tin cans.
That's seven.
So we can assume that your music is accompanied by this quality humor. Is that correct as well?
This quality
humor. Well, that's the first description we've had, but that we like it.
It's something we're good at.
I cracked them up. I can give myself lots of points. All right, you got another song you're going to play for us live, you guys. We got the Juggernaut Jug Band here in the studio.
Well, that's right. We're going to do an a cappella number.
No way.
That's right.
You have 8 million axes in here. You can't sing an a cappella number.
Well, we want to show off our harmonies,
okay.
And it's off of the new CD. You can't. We mean we get paid for this, and it's called Fiddlin' Joe.
Fiddlin' Joe.
Some Mills Brothers.
All right. Oh, really? Very nice. Very nice. All right, but everybody now, all I can say is, please. Snuggle
up the mic.
Snuggle up close to your microphones.
We've made you put some lips on it.
Not exactly.
There may have been lips on it before.
Yeah,
that's
a
problem.
For rhythm, but just like the Mills Brothers.
Actually, I'm happy to turn over my mic to you. Would that help you? Okay. All right. This is all, we're flying by the seat of our pants here.
Get off at least some slap.
Don't do that again. Whoever just called. Okay. You're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, and... we're living up to our name today. Here you are, sir. Here's my microphone.
Thank you. Dun 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 dun. Boom, 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 boom
boom, 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 boom,
Joe, fiddle and bow, makes melody flow. Just hear that sweet refrain. Joe, what he does to you, oh, when he's ready to go into that minor strain. Oh, what music, sweet hop music, what a great technique. Every kiddo scratches fiddle till his arm goes weak. He's marvelous, oh, he'd be raring to go when you listen to Joe, to fiddle and Joe.
My mic back. That was fabulous. Yeah. I knew. Tell me again, the name of the man on the vocals was
Skip Tracer.
Skip Tracer, and you're listening to the Juggernaut Jug Band here on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. Name of the program is Anything Goes. And if you want more information about these crazy guys, log on to juggernautjugband.com. And I got one more queued up from your brand new album, You Mean We Get Paid For This, You Guys. It's amazing. Time flies when you're having fun. It's 10:51. We're running out of time. But I've got the Saber Dance queued up here.
Oh, boy.
Well, so you want to set that up for us, somebody? Somebody.
Ahead, Roscoe.
Anybody. Roscoe.
Well, it's a Russian classical piece, Kachaturian. He wrote a ballet, and this is from his ballet, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of the ballet, but, you know, we try to cover all sorts of genres of music, and this is Russian contemporary classical music. Kachaturian.
And you guys, now, how do you decide what material you're going to cover? Does somebody come in and say, hey, I got an idea, and then if it either falls into place?
Yeah.
So, and you cull from anything. I mean, obviously, stuff that you've written, and there's stuff that's from the Great American Songbook, as it were. Here's some Cole Porter, Let's Misbehave, and then, of course, the Russian Saber Dance.
The only criteria is if we like it and if we kind of relate to it. And
which is why you're anything goes kind of guys.
Yeah, that cafe you sent us to this morning, we had the chicken Kachaturian.
It was a gourmet. Chef
Hey, I gave you the disclaimer about that place. I think I was completely comprehensive in my information. All right, you guys, let's check out the Saber Dance from the Juggernaut Jug Band here on Anything Goes. And what is that? A cowbell? A little on the mic. On the mic.
I'm on the mic.
There you go. That was a cowbell.
Thanks for having us, Elise, and it's wonderful to be here. And we hope to see everybody someday.
At a Juggernaut Jug Band gig and visiting your website at juggernautjugband.com.
You'll find our calendar there, and we might be in your area.
And you can email us and say hello. Okay.
That would be a cool
idea.
Got
a MySpace?
On MySpace, yes.
Oh, you're on MySpace. Mm-hmm. HipCats. They've ventured this 21st. See now? That's why they have a younger member of the band. They utilize him.
Yeah. Magic box.
Right, you guys. Well, since we have a lot of... Anything Goes listeners who are certainly enamored of Groucho Marx, we've got a little bit of Lydia coming out to take us on up to the 11 o'clock booth and going places with Manny. But thanks so much to the Juggernaut Jug Band, Mr. Gil Fish.
Yeah, thank you, Lee.
And Smiley Habanero, Roscoe Goose, and
Skip Tracer.
It's kind of like, you remember on Laugh-In? And her, hi! I'm Lise Avery. Thanks so much for tuning in to Anything Goes. In the 11 o'clock hour, your chance to win some tickets to see Randy Weston and African Rhythms at Jazz at Lincoln Center, at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, as well as some Russian-American circus. So keep it tuned right here. Meanwhile, here's Lydia to waltz you on up to the 11 o'clock hour.
The tattoo lady, she has eyes that men adore so,
and a torso even more so.
Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia, Lydia the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo, beside it the wreck of the Hesperus too. Proudly above waves, the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. When her robe is unfurled, she will show you the world. If you step up and tell her well, for a dime you can see Kankakee or Perry, Washington crossing the Delaware.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Lydia, oh Lydia, say have you seen Lydia? Lydia the tattoo lady. When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Michael Jackson. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia, Lydia the queen of tattoo. For 2 bits she will do a mazurka in jazz, with a view of Niagara nobody has. On a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic from Mendel Picasso. Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Godiva, but with her pajamas on.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Lydia, oh Lydia, say have you seen Lydia? Lydia, the queen of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off of his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. Now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said, Lydia.
Hi, I'm Bob Mann. Please join me this Sunday morning at 8:30 for another edition of HealthLink Radio, right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. Sexual assault is much more common than you might think, but women and men who are victims of these crimes have advocates who can help them. We'll talk about this with Stephanie Smith, director of the Safe and Sound Center at the University Hospital. HealthLink Radio is underwritten by The University Hospital in Newark, New Jersey. For more information, go to www.theuniversityhospital.com.
Hi, I'm Diane Korzynski from Paul's Motors Volvo. Music America on WFDU TNEC is underwritten by a grant from Paul's Motors Sales and Service Incorporated. Paul's is located at 990 Goffle Road in Hawthorne, New Jersey. On the web at www.paulsvolvo.com. Our telephone number at Paul's is 973-427-5777. Paul's Motors urges you to drive safely and keep listening to Music America on WFDU TNEC.
Ladies and gentlemen, the year was 1938. The stage was set in New York City at the famous Carnegie Hall. The coronation of the King of Swing, Benny Goodman, took place.
On January